This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The us in studio tonight is Daryl
and Heather
and Chris.
And let's go back to Skype where we've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, thank you for holding over the news. You had called in to say that you're planning to run for governor of Ohio next year. And you would like to run as a libertarian, but the party, and by that you mean some of the leadership of the party, has been less than receptive, saying that they already have a candidate that they want to place on the ballot, even though you were saying that most likely there would need to be a primary if the party collects enough valid signatures to get onto the ballot. And the way a candidate gets on the ballot is by collecting signatures. So there may or may not be a primary, may or may not be a convention vote. But one of the political directors for the party basically told you, support this other guy because his last name is Taft.
Yes, and the woman in question pretty much begged me not to run and spent weeks trying to convince me to run for other positions because she didn't. She had literally told me, "I don't want you splitting the libertarian base."
Oh no!
So is she afraid that you would petition your way onto the ballot and then there be two libertarians on the general election ballot?
The way it works is I actually have the form right here. You have to run in a party with this particular form, which is number 2A. There can't be more than one person in a singular party on the ballot.
She is more
afraid that if there is a primary, that I could potentially actually win that primary. And since my last name isn't Taft, they'd have a harder time winning.
Hey, if you win the primary, more power to you, you know.
So let me ask this question. Why governor instead of, say, state rep or county commissioner?
I'd like to run for governor because I want to get more people in the discussion of liberty, and I think running for a much higher office would extend my message more so than if I were to run for state rep. So, not to mention, I live in what is quite possibly the most, you know, redneck Republican area in the state. I don't think my message of freedom is going to really work around here the way it could maybe in the Cleveland area, for example.
Are there other statewide offices that are on the ballot in Ohio next year?
I believe Secretary of State is going to be up for vote again.
Okay. Why not Secretary of State instead of governor?
I'm not exactly sure I could handle that position.
Okay. I'm curious why.
I know that they are the ones in charge of election results, and I've never been very good with that kind of thing. I'm not very good at managing much, not that much at least.
I think you sell yourself short. I think you'd be very good at whatever you ran for.
Yeah.
And honestly, go ahead.
Sorry,
I feel bad, but I'd like to run for governor because maybe there is a chance that I could be invited to some forums, because that's the race everybody's going to be paying attention to.
True.
I don't think many people are going to be paying attention to the race for Secretary of State, which I believe last time the late Mark Allen Feldman ran in.
Mm.
But I think more people are going to be paying attention to the gubernatorial election than any other election in the state. And if I could garner up enough support that I could be invited to forums, more
right.
people will hear what I have to say. I'm uninterested in winning.
Right.
Winning is out of the question. I mean, I want a scenario where I get people involved in talking about the issue of liberty, and if poll numbers and the public responds better, then you switch the focus to trying to win. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Can I make a comment here? Because I've actually heard so many people say, like, I'm not interested in women winning. I'm not interested in winning. When I ran in 2014 for state senate, absolutely I was interested in winning. Like, there's no point in running if you don't want to win. The thing is that it's a win-win even if you don't win, right? Because you're still getting your ideas out there. But if you have the intent to want to win the election, then that's going to make you work harder because your goal is to win. So you've set that goal. Now all you need is a path to do it, to make it happen. So I don't think you should go into it without being driven to win it, because the worst thing you can do if you're going to run for office is go into it expecting to lose. Like, you're not going to try as hard. You know what I mean? And so you want to get it in your own mind that you want to win. And even if you lose, you're still winning, right? You can learn from what you did wrong. There's so much to take away from a lost election if you give it 110% that you should always go into it trying to win.
But I think deluding myself into thinking a Libertarian Party candidate is going to win, you know, the gubernatorial election.
That thinking is why we're not winning.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, it is.
That is the kind of thinking that gets you people like Gary Johnson. Nope. You know, we need to win, so we need to pick the most politician-like individual.
No, winning isn't even about who you pick, right? It's about what you do. Like, you, Stefan, could win the election. All you have to do is try, right? People don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. So plan how to win, right? What does it take? What separates people like Gary Johnson and Bill Weld that have won election? What separates them from you?
But you and I see it that way, but party leadership see, when they have
that message. Become party leadership. Don't let another, like, there's nobody that is better than you, okay? There's nobody that's better than me. There's nobody that's better than Chris or Daryl, right? We're all human. We all have the same potential. If somebody else is winning, right, step up to the plate and challenge them. If it's party leadership, run for party leadership, right? We need more go-getters. We need people to be motivated and believe in themselves. And that's how we're going to grow the party. That's how freedom happens. It's not by saying, well, we're not going to win, and being pessimistic and having all these negative thoughts.
But you don't understand. What I'm trying to get at is, you think it's a good idea to go into it wanting to win. Well, party leadership sees that, and they nominate people who are more politician-like.
That's their own strategy, though.
Well, that's fine, but it doesn't have to be Stefan's.
I
get where you're coming from, Stefan, because I've run for a position that I knew I had zero chance of winning, but it was fun, number one, to be able to get out there and get the other two talking about subjects that they had never broached.
What was the election where you didn't even make the ballot, but they still wound up talking about issues,
issues that I brought up, and that was kind of fun and kind of cool, and that was a sheriff's position, but I got both of them to start talking about, you know, gun rights, and I got both of them talking about the war on drugs, and that was cool. So,
and that's what we want.
But I think Heather's point of view is a good one, and it's a practical one. If you go out, if you show up at, you know, at whatever event they might possibly invite you to, and you go out there acting like you're ready to win, it does convey something else. It not everybody has that built into them. You know?
Oh, I'm not going down without a fight.
That's all we want to hear.
If there is a forum between the Republican and Democratic forum, I don't care if I'm, you know, sorry, candidates, not forum. I said that twice. I don't care if I'm invited or not. I'll be there. You know, I'll do anything to get it out there. I don't care if I get arrested Jill Stein style. I don't care. I'll be there. That's the whole point, is to get the message out. And while there is an opportunity to win, I don't think it's there. But you know what? If the message gets out and people seem genuinely interested, that's when you shift the focus to winning.
Right.
I think you just start off with the focus there.
So I've got one more question for you, Stefan. Why not lieutenant governor? Because the gubernatorial candidate is going to need a running mate.
That's really interesting you bring that up, because it is actually impossible for you to file for candidacy without having somebody to run with you. You have to run joint. I can't actually file this form in my hand until I have a lieutenant governor, or vice versa. If I wanted to run for lieutenant governor, I'd have to have the gubernatorial candidate sign on with me at the same time.
We're sending Daryl out immediately.
Do it.
Interesting. And I don't know who's paying for my plane ticket or gas or whatever, but Stefan, best of luck with that. Thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to use to never let fire into your home and make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage, and that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up. Make sure that you keep things away from it and have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside too. I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And And Chris, you've got a story from FreedomWorks about 19 ridiculous federal criminal laws and regulations. We'll get into that in just a moment. But maybe you have an idea for a website or you want to start your own blog, but you've not yet put that idea into action. Well, if you want to save money on hosting, then you're in luck because HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and they've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator also has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get that special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL.
So we were just kind of had this idea, maybe it'd be fun to go through a list. And I follow a...
I like lists.
Lists are fun. Lists are good.
My favorite list is the thing that's written in spray paint on the side of a building that says, three things I hate. Graffiti, list, and irony.
I like that one, too. But if anybody's on Twitter, you can follow Crime A Day. And Crime A Day publishes things. These are from the Federal Register, for the most part. Sometimes they do some state codes, too. But things that are against the law and...
And that at Crime A Day, the way you would expect it to be spelled, right. No hyphens, nope. No underscores. Just
at Crime A Day on Twitter.
Yep.
And this article happens to list a bunch of them. So my idea was this. I'll read the first one. We'll discuss it very, very briefly, and then we'll flip to Daryl. He can read the next one.
Since you mentioned Crime A Day, I just pulled it up on Twitter. 9 minutes ago, as of the time that I'm saying these words right now, Crime A Day post 33 USC section 990, 33 CFR section 401.101, and section 401.6 make it a federal crime to go through the St. Lawrence Seaway on a ship with a bulbous bow if she's not marked with a bulbous bow symbol and a measurement of just how bulbous her bow is.
So for that, you can go to jail. And that's kind of the point of the web, point of the account. They post this. They posted in 2015. They said, oh, we have posted a different law that can get you arrested or thrown in jail every day for the last year. And at this rate, based on current estimates, we will run out of material in another 800 years.
And that's assuming that nothing else winds up getting added.
Right. Or removed, because Trump has come forward. His directive to all his cabinet agencies is that if you introduce one new regulation, you have to delete two.
No, that's not what the executive order actually said.
Okay, please.
What the executive order said was for every new regulation that you want to implement, you must identify two that you would like to delete. There is no actual requirement that anything ever be deleted. And then for deleting something, it takes the same process as adding something. So it takes about a year of open comment period, this, that,
and then there's votes on it.
And then there's also enough exemptions to where you could drive every Mack truck that Evel Knievel ever jumped over sideways through it. So nothing's ever actually going to wind up being removed because of that executive order.
Well, we'll find out. You may do that. No, I'm going to research this because it seems to me like I had read some article that gave...
Oh, the headlines all said...
No, I'm thinking PolitiFact or somebody else who took a deeper look at this to see whether...
But okay, because I actually read the executive order when all of the headlines came out saying Trump says delete two.
Right.
Has any been deleted?
No, because it takes like a year to delete anything.
Because...
At minimum.
All right, so I'm going to start off with the first one here. And we're not going to give the entire U.S. code number. That's kind of a waste of time, and nobody's going to write it down while they're listening. But you can find these. We'll post them on the website and on social media for us. But there's a thing called turkey ham.
Yes.
Okay. It is illegal to call it ham turkey. And you also can't write the words turkey and ham in two different fonts.
Ooh, but can you have it in two different size of the same font? So if I'm using Arial, could I do Arial bold for ham and then just plain Arial?
I suspect. And now,
could I do 20-point font for one word and 48 font for the other?
I think what you would find is you could end up in court arguing that you did indeed use the same font.
Both Arial, just different sizes.
Right. But the point is this is so freaking absurd, and you're exactly right. How about different styles of the same font or different sizes?
Italics.
Does that still make it illegal?
Can you put the quotes around the word ham? So turkey, ham?
I don't know. I don't think it'd fly. I think they want turkey ham to be called turkey ham. All right, Daryl, you get the next one.
Next on the list here is the U.S. Code and Code of Federal Regulation makes it a crime to wash a fish at a faucet if it's not a fish-washing faucet in a national forest. Now, there's a comma here, so I don't know if this only applies to washing fish inside of a national forest, or if it applies to washing a fish, it must be done at a fish washing faucet in a national forest. So you can't wash the fish in your kitchen. It must be a fish washing faucet in the national forest, or if you're washing a fish in a national forest.
Well, I suspect, and this is just a guess, that around in national forests and in lakes and around that, they may have a fish cleaning station.
Yes.
And that is a place with an official fish washing faucet.
Right. But so if you're not in a national forest, this does not apply.
Correct. But if you are in a national forest, you couldn't, for example, take your fish and clean them in your cabin that you rented from the federal government, or clean them from a faucet outside of
so what if I put up a sign
station?
What if I make a sign for myself and put it over the sink in the cabin that says fish washing?
I think then you'd be probably liable against some other federal law that we don't know anything about yet.
About making fake signs in a national forest.
All right, Heather, you're up.
But
I'll go ahead and read it.
Okay, go ahead.
You can go read it.
U.S. Code makes it a federal crime to knowingly let your pig enter a fenced-in area on public land where it might destroy the grass.
That's a good law.
What if it might destroy the tree trunks?
I don't know.
Where's this link?
We'll get it for you.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. What ridiculous laws exist in your town? I know we're talking about federal, but towns have some ridiculous ones too. 855-450-FREE.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio. It's Daryl, Heather, and Chris. And if you
always mix that up, Daryl.
If you are one of the podcast listeners and you have not yet left a rating and a review on iTunes or Stitcher or any of the other podcast aggregator sites, there might be others that I'm not aware of. Please leave us a rating, leave us a review, because those ratings, those reviews wind up working into the algorithms on those sites that allow more people to wind up seeing the show, wind up hearing the show, and then hopefully be exposed to the ideas of liberty. So again, if you have not left a rating, not left a review, do that for us. We would appreciate it very much. We're talking about a bunch of weird, crazy federal regulations. A lot of these, and I think all of them in this particular article, come from the Crime A Day Twitter feed, which is at Crime A Day, the way you would expect Crime A Day to be spelled. There's no hyphens, no hashtags, no underscores, no numbers in that, and we have posted the link to this particular article on our Facebook and our Twitter, facebook.freetalklive.com and twitter.freetalklive.com. We'll get back to this list in just a moment, but first to Skype, where we've got Ricky calling in. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
That would be from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, Brother Darryl.
From the Commonwealth of Skype. Go ahead.
So be it. Well, I got a promise to keep. But before that, I listened to the Stephen Show. Now, that being said, I need to give a quick message to step in before I keep my promise. All right there, Sister Heather and Brother Chris?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, listen there, Stephen from the state of Ohio. This is Ricky from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Now, you're going to run for governor. Now, I'm a deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I swore on my honor to tell the truth and uphold the law of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania wherever I may go. And I was sure, so help me God. That being said, here's the story here, Stephen. You are right next side of me, as you previously have said, in Ohio. And the problem here is, just like most people in Ohio, you're a wishy-washy statist. And I will furthermore say, Brother Ian called you out on this already, but you just ignore it. The problem is these autistic libertarians. You're no more libertarian than I'm a communist. I'm a democratic Republican. I'm hardcore. Now, I got a question for you, and I expect an answer next
week.
Well,
he's not on the phone right now, so you can't ask a question. Thank you for the call, Ricky.
Oh, come on. I had a nice little rebuttal to that. That was...
Oh, boy.
Ricky. Isn't Ricky a sheriff?
He claims to be a deputy of some sort.
Isn't that like a hierarchy? I mean, isn't that what statism is, right? It's like social hierarchies.
What? Statism?
The government, that's what it is. It's hierarchies, right?
Well, you can have a hierarchy in anything. You can have a hierarchy in a church.
Exactly. And that's what I think people find, or these libertarians that hate the state find that they dislike, is the hierarchy. They don't like being at the bottom.
What?
I don't know where she's going with this.
Behavior. Okay, you know what? I think anybody that calls themselves an anarchist, please just go online for a couple weeks, do a little reading on sociology, concepts in sociology, maybe even a little, you know, human communication.
So let me ask a question in a slightly different manner. Do you believe, Heather, that some people have more rights than others?
Huh? No, I don't believe anybody has any rights. This is like the friggin' wild here, right? We're animals.
No one has
this
any
is the
rights.
Animal kingdom.
Because
we
see,
have
what you know, you described as those anarchists. They believe that nobody has more rights than anybody else. So if you want to say that that's, you know, against all forms of hierarchy, then that's kind of a straw man.
But if people decide to collectivize and another group of people ends up the weakest link in the community, I mean, that's natural selection.
What does that have to
it's
do with whether somebody
behavior.
Has more rights than somebody else?
What are rights? The only reason we have "quote unquote" rights is because of government. It's because the majority of people.
No, it is.
Let me have it all backwards.
Okay. Well, let me offer what I believe.
Because collectivism is what gives you rights, right? If the majority of people in a given region agree that Ian owns that property, even though he doesn't dwell there, then guess what? He's going to have property rights.
Okay.
But you're going to have a government that enforces his eviction or whatever it was that
he just did.
No.
Here's how I look at it. I believe, I follow the Lockean idea of natural rights. In other words, when I was born, before I knew anything, before I had anything, I owned my body. So my property rights sort of started there. It was a natural right. I owned myself. And I have a natural right, not granted by any government, to say what I wish. Now, when I say these things, I may get my butt kicked because I've offended somebody, but I have that right to say that. Government never gave me that right. And we talk about the Bill of Rights, which is what most people associate when they hear about rights and saying, well, the government grants you the right to keep and bear arms.
No, they recognize that you have that right.
Yeah. And this is where our founding fathers were coming from. They believed in the Lockean idea of natural rights, that you have a right to choose your own religion. You have a right to expression. You have a right to defend yourself. These are natural rights that are inherent in the human condition or granted by your creator.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of the Bill of Rights is to keep government from infringing upon those.
The Bill of Rights is a governing document.
Yes, it's a thing that
it is what has limits.
You have to have everybody in that region agree to abide by the Bill of Rights, and it becomes enforceable. It's like social contract theory.
The Bill of Rights, and I'm holding a metal version in my hand.
Thank you.
This metal version of the Bill of Rights, or the version written on the really old paper in 17 whatever it was, that did not give me any rights. It simply stated that the United States federal government would recognize that these rights are pre-existing. These rights are inherent.
Correct.
And there were even some people that were Federalists that said, no, we don't need a Bill of Rights, because some people at a later date might interpret that to be a restriction of
you only have these rights. You only have those. If it's not mentioned there, then the government can do it.
Amendment 9 even goes so far as to recognize that this is not an exhaustive list. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people.
Exactly. So we have all these rights. Here's how I like to think about it, and it's opportune that we bring this subject up, because we're talking about absolutely ridiculous federal laws. We have a constitution that is supposed to restrain the federal government, and every law that they pass is supposed to be constitutional.
Supposed to.
The federal government, as it's turned out after 250-odd years or whatever it happens to be.
About 240.
240. Has 80,000 pages of U.S. code directed at us, while we still have the 4 or 5 pages of U.S. Constitution.
Depending on what sort of font you use.
Exactly. This is all the rules that restrain the government. The 80,000 pages restrains us. And that's not how this was designed to be. Read the Declaration of Independence. That's a really good place to get your head around what they were talking about, and it's very clear.
You want a government that enforces this Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, is what you're saying.
No, I would say the Constitution. I'm not really in favor of a government at all, but if we could ever make it back to the point where the government actually followed the Constitution, we'd be miles ahead of where we are now.
Mm-hmm. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on these absolutely ridiculous laws? This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention, because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're talking about ridiculous federal laws and regulations, but before we get back to that, let's talk about nutritional supplements for a minute. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you go to a naturopath, they'll likely tell you that cheap vitamins and minerals just don't cut it, that you also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. By the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles and spending $150 a month. If this is a situation that you've experienced, you need to know about Whole Food Multi-Complete. For over 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys want, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more. Enter code FTL to receive 10% off your order every time you order. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. And they take Bitcoin. Now, what you need to do if you're paying with Bitcoin is up at the top of the page, click the I want to pay with Bitcoin, and then it takes you to, you know, basically a embedded response form. Put your information, put in the body of the message what products you want to order, and include that code FTL to get that discount. SimplifyMySupplements.com, code FTL. Chris, let's jump back into this ridiculous list from Crime A Day. And no, we're not going to read all 1,698 tweets that they have posted, including the one from my birthday where they say that it's a federal crime to sell Italian sausage that does not contain fennel, anise, or both.
And we've covered a couple here, like you can't call turkey ham ham turkey, and you can't use different fonts for the word turkey and the word ham. We also talked about how it's illegal to wash your fish at a faucet that is not a fish washing faucet in a national forest, and that protects lots of people from I have no idea what, but it is. The next one we're going to go on to has to do with golf. It makes, this is U.S. Code 18, and we're not going to give all the chapters, but it makes it a federal crime to harass a golfer in any national park in Washington, D.C.
So I know that there are a lot of national parks in Washington, D.C. How many of them have golf courses? Or does it just mean, like, if you happen to know that's Arnold Palmer walking around the National Mall and you run up and you start begging him for an autograph?
I don't know, but
oh, this one's interesting.
Yeah, because Arnold Palmer, known golfer, also, a drink magnet. He decided to mix lemonade and tea. Maybe you just know him from the drink. Maybe you know him from golf. So.
I really don't know, but I find it pretty insane that we have to make a federal law, which means there is a corresponding punishment to this law.
Right.
Harassing a golfer.
It's not just harassing someone. It's specifically harassing a golfer.
Correct. Yeah. Okay.
I like this one. It says, wait. Makes it a federal crime to advertise wine in a manner that suggests it has intoxicating qualities. Which, now that I think about all the wine commercials I've ever seen, it's so true. They never make it appear like you can get drunk off it or anything. It's always more of like,
you're not allowed to say, it'll get you drunk.
It'll get you lit.
I go through a bottle of wine like it's water, and then I'm gone.
Right, but it's that way pretty much with any kind of advertising for alcohol. You can look at anything. You look at beer ads. Nobody's ever hammered. They're just, hey, I'm having a beer.
It has intoxicating quality.
I since you mentioned beer ads, and we'll get to Skype here in just a second, there's an Onion spoof talking about the party train. Was it Coors Light that had the party train commercials a few years ago?
I think so.
So there's an Onion spoof about the Coors Light party train derailing from the non-existent tracks, and absolutely hilarious. Let's go to Skype, where we've got Dave Ridley calling in from somewhere in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, boys and girls.
Hi, Dave.
Well, as you are aware, there was one of the better free state economic successes was Murphy's Tap Room.
Sure.
Still is. I think they're expanding into other locations.
They've opened a second location in a neighboring town.
Nice.
Neighboring to Manchester, where the original location is.
They would have done it more and faster if they hadn't been stopped. I think they tried to purchase some of the failing weather vane locations, but were slowed down by the government, but they're still expanding. Anyway, that's actually not what I called to talk about, but rather a different expansion along the same lines. I guess there's another liberty activist or free stater expansion into Merrimack. There's a post on the Free State Project forums by someone named David Garcia, and he says, quote, I bought Frank's place in Merrimack, and I want to invite everybody to go meet me and my family there. We just began managing last week. Unquote.
And what is Frank's place?
I think it's like a grocery store, sort of a convenience grocery store.
Yeah, I did get the impression that it was more than just a restaurant, but I think it is primarily a restaurant. And
interesting.
It's right on the highway, I guess, in Merrimack. And I don't really have any other details, but it's just nice to see, additional liberty activists, businesses sort of setting down roots.
Yep, definitely. Dave, anything else?
That's it.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. And yeah, I agree. It's always good when you've got liberty activists that are moving and either bringing businesses with them or opening new ones.
Yep.
Like you did, Chris, was it? Year and a half or 2 years ago?
Going to be 2 years, December 4th.
Where you've got a local good shop of locally sourced products.
Yeah.
What are some of the various things that people can come in and buy with crypto?
You can buy with crypto.
And you can even buy crypto.
New Hampshire maple syrup, New Hampshire T-shirts and things like that, candles, quilts, all kinds of things that people in our local area make. And, yeah, we do take cryptocurrency. So we've had people buy things with Bitcoin for the last couple of years. But within, the last couple of months, we're seeing more people purchase things with Dash. We've done sales with Bitcoin Cash. And
Most used crypto right now? Because I know the fees on Bitcoin are getting kind of crazy.
I would say Dash right now. Dash ahead of Bitcoin because it's just within the last month or two that switched. But we still had people paying with Bitcoin despite the high fees there for a while. But now it's definitely Dash. Interestingly, we've accepted more transactions using cryptocurrency than we have using American Express. And I think that's kind of impressive. American Express, it's not the top card by any means.
Right.
But
it's one of those, like, discovered where it's like, oh, yeah, we also have this other thing.
Right. And it probably beats Discover, too. We haven't done a lot of sales in that, too. But it's neat to have a place where people that are into crypto can actually go into brick-and-mortar store and spend it. I like it.
And you also sell sheds that people could use as tiny houses.
We do.
And those, while I don't think they're on the list, tiny houses in a lot of places are very heavily regulated.
They
to
are.
Where various municipalities across the country have basically told people, no, you're not allowed to live in a house smaller than this many square feet.
Yeah, it's always a challenge. And New Hampshire's definitely not an exception to the rule. There are a lot of folks here that are working on getting that legislation changed.
And, again, we're talking about these various weird regulations at the federal level. Thanks to the Crime a Day Twitter feed, FreedomWorks has compiled 19 of the most ridiculous. Just mentioned the one about there's a U.S. Code and Code of Federal Regulations making it a federal crime to harass a golfer in a national park in Washington, D.C. You want to harass golfers in Zion National Park? Yeah, go ahead. Do that all day long. You just can't harass them in a national park in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I kind of understand that. That's keeping us safe from something.
It's also a federal crime to consult with a known pirate.
Arr. Gotta love that one.
Now, okay. There are various ways you can define pirate, and I would love to, and probably will, pull
Johnny
up.
Johnny Depp. We'll
pull
friends.
Up the actual.
Yeah, I want to pull up to see how they define pirate, because, you know, are we talking about somebody that has downloaded music from BitTorrent, or are we talking about some other kind of pirate? Your calls and thoughts, welcome. What's some stupid laws where you live? 855-450-FREE.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.